Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition...
Today we're unveiling a big step forward in the ability of the NYPD to monitor and disrupt terrorist threats against our city.
The mayor joins with the police department and the MTA to announce a major development in Midtown security.
We're looking for any components that could be used in a dirty bomb.
The police deploy multiple assets to protect the city's largest United Nations General Assembly in its 65th year. And
they need our help, and we are glad and honored to go down there and serve and helping them as much as we can.
Six NYPD officers have returned to their native Haiti to help train local police and stabilize the earthquake-devastated country. I'm Jesse Peterman. The NYPD's Lower Manhattan Security Initiative was conceived in 2005 to protect the city's financial district south of Canal Street. Last October, it was announced that the system of cameras, license plate readers, and other biological sensors would be expanded to cover parts of Midtown from 30th to 60th Streets. This month, the city announced the integration of hundreds of MTA cameras into the Midtown Manhattan Security Initiative. Police Commissioner Raymond W. Kelly underscored the need for the extra security at a press conference September 20th.
In May, Faisal Shahzad tried to bomb Times Square. Around the world, we've seen subway and rail lines attacked in London, in Madrid, in Moscow, in Mumbai. Just a year ago, Najib Ulazazi and his two co-conspirators planned to bomb three subway trains in Midtown. And in 2004, Mateen Sarraj and his accomplice plotted to blow up the Herald Square subway station.
The addition of the cameras gives police and private sector security inside the Lower Manhattan Security Coordination Center new enhanced abilities.
We can zoom in on individual images and control the angle of cameras remotely from this location. We were able to incorporate the MTA's cameras in just 4 months because of the technology that's already in place here. In July, we completed a fiber optic network dedicated solely to the video feeds for our Lower Manhattan and Midtown Manhattan security initiative. That data is centrally stored and instantaneously accessible from the computers in this room. This makes it possible for us to scan recorded footage for particular objects and colors. If we're looking for a person in a red jacket, we can call up all the red jackets filmed in the last 30 days. We're also beginning to use software that identifies potentially suspicious objects or behaviors. We can program the system to alert us when a bag is left unattended, when a car drives against the flow of traffic, or when a person walks into a restricted area.
There are over 1,100 cameras in Lower and Midtown Manhattan which feed into the Security Coordination Center. The Empire State and MetLife buildings, Rockefeller Center, and the Port Authority bus terminal will add live video feeds to the system later this year. Since 1945, New York has been the home to the annual United Nations General Assembly. As a result, the police department has decades of experience dealing with the dignitaries, the traffic, and the changing threat landscape. Keith Duval is a detective with the NYPD Counterterrorism Maritime Team.
We're out here for a radiological sweep for the UN General Assembly. We're looking for either a vessel or something of that nature. So the threat is the dirty bomb, but we're out looking for the platform that can bring it in. We're specifically concerned with the UN itself up in this portion of the East River. But we begin this sweep much farther out, whether it's in the Long Island Sound or the lower or upper bay of New York. So we concentrate primarily on waterborne traffic, but a lot of times, you know, we're up along the pierheads where any vehicles can get close or nearby, such as any piers or abutments that are off the UN. And they're things that we do on a daily basis.
This year, the General Assembly saw the greatest number of high-level attendees and VIPs of any year, over 190. The police were prepared. Assistant Chief Thomas Galati is the commanding officer of the Intelligence Division.
It starts, you know, in the early summer where we get together with the Secret Service, we get together with the State Department and start planning. We coordinate in the Intelligence Division all the interagency operations. We then go into our own department and get all the assets that we need to, you know, pull off the UNGA. That includes highway for all, leads and tails on motorcades, motorcycles for the President of the United States. It includes bomb squad for bomb sweeps. It includes Counterterrorism Bureau, who has to look at all the locations, and they do infrastructure security, dropping the block that you see all around in this area. The planning goes on for a very long time.
What do we want?
Peace.
What do we want?
Now.
What do we want?
Peace.
What do we want?
Now.
The police also manage traffic and intense security elsewhere in Manhattan, where motorcades for the President and First Lady, among other high-level dignitaries, travel. Pedestrians, police, and protesters packed, but did not paralyze, the streets surrounding the Secretariat and General Assembly buildings.
I think on a high day this year, we were running about 167 motorcades, which would be today, Thursday. I think yesterday we ran about 160. As soon as they're out, we start to remove all the blocks and blockers that we put in place and start opening up the streets for general public.
All in all, this year's UN General Assembly was a huge undertaking, with a moderate to minimal disruption, all things considered. You can see some of the protections in action in the video edition of Inside the NYPD, coming soon. In August, six members of the police department traveled to Haiti to help stabilize the earthquake-ravaged country, under arrangement with the State Department.
I'm Detective Claude Jean-Pierre. I'm assigned to the 70 Precinct Detective Squad. This is a unique opportunity to make a difference. A few people realize that the Haitian National Police is a very young entity, established in 95, if I'm not mistaken. So I think our efforts are going to be to assess their needs, train where possible, and also help them move into a highly professional force.
Listen for more from each of the members of the first deployment in our next episode. If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Until next time, I'm Jesse Peterman. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast.